see it on our website, khow.com. Yesterday in the Washington Times, a ad was taken out. And the ad, and we're urging people, they can see it on our website, khow.com. It was a full page. Whose Social Security number is President Barack Hussein Satoru Obama using? Now,
yes,
we're touring.
I placed that ad.
I know you did, and that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that I know you guys know this. We're thinking about doing that here and taking out an ad in the Denver Post, albeit I don't think they would take our money simply because this would be offensive to their entire staff. But first of all, Commander, talk about the ad, and people can see it on our website, khow.com, what it says and why. And then we'll go to Mr. Apuzzo and talk about Jean-Paul Ludwig and his SSN from Connecticut. So, Commander, if you would first.
Okay. The ad, you have it on your website, but also my website is www.protectourliberty.org, www.protectourliberty.org. That's the organization that raises the funds to place these ads that I have. But the ad is focusing on an issue that, to my knowledge, has not appeared in the print media before in a major way, and that is the, in my opinion, the fraudulent use of a Connecticut Social Security number by Obama. And two investigative reporters have been working on this for years, and they're experts, and they say he's been using this Connecticut prefix Social Security number for quite a long time. In fact, his Selective Service registration, which was allegedly done in 1980, uses his Social Security number beginning with 042. And if you go to the online Selective Service site, as pointed out in this ad, a little graphic image there, you put in Obama's name and the exact Social Security number, which we did not run in the ad. I guess there's some laws against running a whole Social Security number, so we avoided that. But we cited in the ad the lawsuit filed in federal court, the docket number, wherein the exact Social Security number has been revealed in the public record in a lawsuit brought by Orly Tates versus Askew, the Commissioner of the Social Security Administration. And the Social Security Administration is apparently doing a tap dance now because their latest story is that the Social Security number was never issued. Yet if you go into all these public databases that are available to private investigators, you see many addresses listed for Obama with that Social Security number popping up many times. And there also are other Social Security numbers listed for Obama, but this is the primary one. And what's interesting, in some of those databases at properties that he owned, the Social Security number pops up with a date of birth of 1890.
That's bizarre.
The Social Security number is associated with a person born in 1890, mm-hmm. which fits the other analysis for the Social Security number, that it was issued around 1977 to an elderly person in Connecticut when Medicare was started up. Mm-hmm. And apparently that person died intestate, meaning the number, he didn't have any living relatives, and the number became available and known to somebody in the Obama family, put it that way, then they just decided to adopt it and give it to their foreign-born son, Obama.
And Madeline Dunham had the wherewithal.
She worked in a probate office in Hawaii.
That's amazing.
A volunteer there, or a part-timer. But Obama is using this this number, and he's never been a resident or domiciled in the state of Connecticut, so there's just no way he should have a Social Security number with a prefix of 042.
The number is 042-68-4425, issued in Connecticut somewhere around March 1977 to the pronounce is Jean-Paul Ludwig.
Well, no, that's not certain yet. There's been some discussion of that, but
right.
the private investigator I'm in touch with says that she's not willing to commit to that person.
Fair
specifically.
Enough.
But there definitely was a person in Connecticut who, now the Jean-Paul story sort of fits, but there are two records of him dying, one in Hawaii and one in California. So we don't know if the Social Security Administration's been playing footloose and fancy-free with covering up for the Jean-Paul record
mm-hmm.
either. So we don't know. But Obama in 1977, when his number was issued, was in Hawaii and 15 years old.
Working at Baskin-Robbins, according to his
probably
book.
Probably under the table. But he certainly shouldn't have had a Social Security number with a 042 prefix, even if he applied, say, when he was 18 in Occidental College in California, he wouldn't have had a 042 prefix. And this has confirmed that he's using it by many, many databases.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But in particular, the Selective Service Record. Mm-hmm. So his draft registration, he used this Social Security number. So that he can't get away from the fact that he used it. And every institution, every agency, every branch of our government being corrupted to protect this one man. What is going on with our country when now even the Social Security Administration is doing the tap dance to protect him? And I heard this morning now they're going to change the laws for getting a passport.
In June, the laws change.
So that to make it easier that the certification call that's online would now be eligible to get a passport.
I always say
one thing, Mr. Boyle. You can't walk into a passport office with a laptop computer and flip it up.
Precisely.
And that's always provided, a digital image on the Internet.
And the same thing, anybody with Spring here who's registering their kids for Little League sports or soccer or tennis or swim class or whatever it is, try and take your laptop, flip it open, and show the registrar something online and see if they accept it. I guarantee they won't.
So when the press waves around this paper printout of the image and says he has released his birth certificate, released it to a laptop computer?
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
And the other part of it, too, is, and I bring this up all the time, this is just my own thinking, since when did African become a race? And, of course, if you look at President's so-called birth certificate that all of these, the Bill O'Reillys and Glenn Becks and others, and there's no way in this world it was either Negro or colored, and it wasn't a politically correct time. And one of the thoughts that I had, although the terms a politically correct forgery aren't mine or somebody else's, but I think it's a politically correct forgery. I can see in that time period where some politically correct young person who was tasked with making that birth certificate, it was impossible for them to say Negro or colored. Their mind just couldn't wrap around those two words, and so they put in African.
That's a term I came up with, politically correct
forgery.
That was you.
That's
good.
And
that's exactly what we're dealing with here. That image on the Internet has been proven by various experts to be Photoshopped. And if Mr. Trump someday demands forensic analysis of documents, say a magical forged one comes out of Hawaii now, he should also retroactively require release of that paper copy of that so-called code, if there is a paper copy, because I think they printed out the image to make the paper copy. So he should demand that he wants to see that original code that they say they issued in June 6, 2007, and have that forensically analyzed, because I think that whole code thing was a flat-out forgery, and there's no real paper code.
All right, if we could switch over to Mr. Appuzo, what do you think about all this, sir, and this Obama CT, the Connecticut Social Security number traced to this Jean or Jean-Paul Ludwig? What do you make of that?
Well, I just wanted to add also that I also wanted to address with you the latest information coming out of Hawaii on the birth certificate.
All right.
Would you want to discuss that?
How about this? Let me break and reset, and that'll give you plenty of time. Our guests are Mario Appuzo and, of course, Commander Kirchner. The ad is in the Washington Times this morning. You can look at it at khw.com. Should we attempt to place that ad here? It's a great ad, and it brings up the SSN. We'll come back right after this on 630 KHW Traffic Time. Here's Susan. It's 16 after the hour, 7:16. Good morning, everyone. 630 KHW, Denver's talk station. Our website, khow.com, has the ad taken out by one of our two guests, Commander Kirchner. The other guest, of course, is Attorney Mario Appuzo, who has been just remarkable in the fight for the truth about some people call it the untold story of the President of the United States. You were about to talk about this, Mr. Appuzo.
I don't like to call him the President. I like to call him the grifter or usurper-in-chief.
I said the Clintons were grifters. That's like, there's the long con, the short con, and the grift. Mario, if you would, please.
Yes, Peter.
You were talking about the news this morning.
Something very important came out of Hawaii. There was an interview done by a Michael Isikoff, national investigative correspondent for NBC News.
And he's the one that didn't have the rocks to do the Clinton Lewinsky, and that's what made Matt Drudge, was Michael Isikoff punked out.
Mm-hmm. Well, now we have him here. But anyway, he contacted the former director of the health department in Hawaii, a very famous individual. Her name is Dr. Chiomo Fukino. And now the reason why they're doing this, because Donald Trump has come out, he's questioning, where's this real birth certificate? And now, of course, they're attacking him, so they're going around trying to cover themselves. So they have this interview with her, and they call it a rare telephone interview. Now, just right there tells you something. Why do they contact a former official rather than contacting somebody there now who has access to the records, who could actually, confirm for us whether or not this real birth certificate is there in Hawaii? So they go and contact somebody from the past. And, of course, this person now is going to cover herself. She's going to say, she's going to give us new information, which she does. But first of all, she gives a lot of excuses why, no matter what is said, nobody's going to believe it. She says, it was a Republican administration. Why would they cover for this? But if you analyze what she said, okay, the only person that I can see who actually allegedly saw a birth certificate is her, Dr. Fukino. That's it. Because she basically says that she went there and on two occasions that she actually saw this real birth certificate. But she doesn't tell us that anybody else saw it. She does say that somebody else went with her, but she doesn't say that that person saw it. So at this point, only one person saw this birth certificate, and it's her. So here's this grand conspiracy that everybody says, the birthers are involved in this grand conspiracy. Grand conspiracy? Here, the only evidence that I see is one person saw a real birth certificate, and not today as we speak, but supposedly at some point in the past. Now, what's also suspect is that she's very careful in telling us, where it is. It was in this bound volume. It was on the first floor in a file cabinet. She goes through all these lengths to tell us where it is. Now, can you imagine if we go there today and it's gone and nobody can find it? Now, it's very important to understand that because Governor Abercrombie, he recently went on this quest looking for the birth certificate, couldn't find it. Now, this is recent now. Could not find it. All he could find was some kind of an archive comment and some registration information. Okay.
But remember, Mario, back in the day, he said that he was at the. He's been at so many different versions, including he was there at the birth.
Yeah, he cut the cord.
He cut the cord. He saw the happy family together, and we know that, of course, she's gone out of Hawaii certainly before the president is less than 3 weeks of age. So.
And no record she was even in Hawaii.
Absolutely.
Not a single shred of evidence she was even in the United States.
He was smoking pot and driving a cab if he was there. So how does he know all of these people?
Yeah, but the beauty here is that he went on this quest. He didn't find the birth certificate. So now you would think that he could go there and do the same exact thing.
He can't.
Which the director did. The director says that it was there in this file, so on and so forth. He found nothing. So here we're getting a situation set up where some local worker, okay, she's telling us what she saw in the past, and now it's convenient. If this thing doesn't exist, well, I don't know. I saw it. It was there.
Well, in his book.
Or somebody just put it there.
In Dreams from My Father, I think it's page 23. I've read the book, I don't know, three times now. He claims to have had the birth certificate and put it in a book. It's either page 23 or 26.
It's 26.
But he claims it. He said, "I had it. I put it in a book."
Yes.
And this woman's having enormous problems in Hawaii. And you would think that, as you pointed out, Mario, so aptly, now the Nordyke twins. And do you know the story of the Nordyke twins? You guys?
Yes, sure. I do. I know the story.
Tell the story for the audience about the Nordyke twins.
Well, Obama was born just a little before those two twins. And what happens is his birth certificate has a number that's higher. In other words, you would assign that number, to somebody being born later. So there's a contradiction there. Why do they have a number that's lower when Obama was born earlier? The twins have a long-form birth certificate. It's been seen. It's available. The mother has published it. But Obama refuses to publish his real birth certificate. And I use that word real so we don't get confused about certification and certificate. All these words are thrown around. So that's the story with the twins. They were born there. The mother, she came out and said this whole situation. She supports Obama, the mother of the twins, but that doesn't mean anything. So that's one of the things that's raised about the twins.
So to try and capsulize that, although the president was born, claimingly born before the twins, his number is later than the twins, and the twins have released their long form, correct?
Right, right. Which is a contradiction.
Right.
There.
Now, this next theory that I want you to speak about is they're just like looking at the, whether or not Jean-Paul or Jean-Paul Ludwig. There's also this looking for the death certificates of infants in Hawaii, and could those numbers been lifted as well as some people believe the SSN number was lifted? Can you address that?
But in reference to what? Why are we talking about the death of twins?
Well, not death of twins, but infant deaths in 1961 that maybe a birth certificate number was lifted from them. I just have nothing else to do but read stuff, but that's
okay.
one of the theories that I'm reading now, that perhaps what was done, and as you pointed out so many times, there's no doctor, there's no nurse,
I think the simpler explanation is that when the grandmother learned of her foreign-born grandson being brought back from the place of foreign birth, considering all the information and the statements of newspapers, political officials, and family members in Kenya that he was born over there, I think she was sent there as a 17-year-old girl who was supposed to leave the baby with the paternal family and come back and restart her life.
I thought that senior...
When she came back, I think that this shocked them all. They had to get the baby citizenship, and grandma walks in and registers the birth falsely using an affidavit, a sworn affidavit. She may have actually forged the mother's signature because the mother was in Seattle. She never came back to Hawaii. There's no proof that Stanley Ann Dunham was even in the United States from February or March of 61 until she magically shows up in Seattle in late August or early September. She wasn't in. Somebody showed me a record that she was in Hawaii in August. There isn't any prenatal, postnatal, no records of her being in August 61 in Hawaii at all.
All right, who took the nude pictures?
Oh, I don't know. I think I could be that poet.
Frank Marshall Davis?
They call him a poet, pornographer, pedophile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they think that. I don't know what that adds to this other than some salacious...
No, but it's interesting because there are people that... The reason I'm bringing this up is there are people who believe that Frank Marshall Davis is the biological father.
I don't believe that.
Okay. What do you... Mario, what do you... This is what's the Roswell moment. What some people believe, what other people believe, because there is no proof you can believe what you want to believe. Mario, what do you believe?
Yeah, okay. Well, just to back up so that we can put that into it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of what's happening here, okay, we have two possibilities, okay? One, that Obama's really registered in Hawaii, that he's actually registered, but he was not born there.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And that would be a reason not to want to show the real birth certificate, because then if you look at it, you could piece together that he wasn't really born there.
Okay? Wow.
The other thing could be that he was registered there and he was born there, but there's something else on the birth certificate which she doesn't want the world to know.
What conceivably could be there? Could it be the father, the other father, the faith?
I think it would be an adoption record.
It could be that this Frank Marshall Davis somehow that's involved.
Mm-hmm.
It could be. The thing is that when you're adopted, okay,
right,
your new birth certificate has different parents put on there.
So
your old parents disappear. Okay, now your date of birth still stays there, and your place of birth. Okay, a lot of people think that when you're adopted, they put a new place of birth on there. That's not correct. Okay, your place of birth, your date of birth, but your parents change. So maybe there's something to do with maybe he was adopted somehow.
And that would justify why he had to forge a Kolb, because if you got a Kolb off your system, it would have showed him as Sotoro.
Interesting. And so you think that
one other thing
all right,
is there's no religion on the birth certificate.
No, I know that.
So people who are saying he's hiding that he was a Muslim, they don't know what they're talking about.
No, I said it because Trump said it, but you're right. I mean, but the same thing is true with how can your father's race be African? It isn't a race.
Right.
Another thing, Peter, very important. This Fukino recently said that there's a doctor on the birth certificate. She conveniently left off hospital. That's been the battle. The battle that's been raging is prove that you were born in the hospital.
Yeah.
You would think that she would tell us that it was a hospital. She says doctor. Now, why just doctor? Because doctors get lost in the shuffle. How many doctors do you have, okay? But how many hospitals do you have in Honolulu in 1961? You only have two. So if she said, Kapiolani Hospital, wow, that's really big because now we know it's that hospital.
Mm-hmm.
But so why does she leave off the hospital and just tell us a doctor, which, there's so many doctors that get lost in the shuffle?
She's in a nest of lies, and she's lying. I think there's so many people dirty out there that when this goes down, a lot of people are going to go to jail, and they don't mind telling another lie to cover up the 10 they've told already.
Here's something else, Peter, if you want to just hear a little more about it. Supposedly this campaign worker said that that Obama, this is in 2007, was testy, T-E-S-T-Y. He was testy in 2007 about having to get his birth certificate. This is a campaign worker, right? Now, there was no issue in 2007 about his birth. Because see, the call that's on the computer is dated 2007, June 2007. Right. That's when they asked for it. So this campaign worker, which is anonymous, we don't know who he is, he says, oh, but Obama was testy. Okay, there was no issue in 2007. So the question is, wait a minute, why is he making that up, that Obama's right. testy? Why did they get a call in 2007 when there was no birth issue then? So that also places into doubt this whole fabrication, the story now that comes out, which, you know, they're everybody's denouncing the ludicrous birthers because now it's been proven that he has a birth certificate.
Why can't he show the paper cold?
Of course. He's not going to do it. One more question, guys. Actually, it's a double. Let me ask the question, take a break, and come back and have you answer that. How much longer does it go? And what's going on inside of the Oval Office right now? As this, and what do you think of Donald Trump? So those are three. We'll bring these guys back. Commander Kirchner put an ad in the Washington Times. Take a look at it. It's on our website, khw.com. And should we raise money and do that, put that? I don't know if the Post would take it. And then, of course, as you know, the rally is going to take place. U.S. Defenders and Coalition Independent Riders, One Heart, One Voice. So some of the guys in the studio coming up at 8. 67 high today. We'll have some open lines. 53 Wednesday, 6:30 KHW Denver's Talk Station. Minutes before the hour. 67 to high. Again, you can see the ad that appears in the Washington Times asking whose and why the SSN number that the president is using is an 042. Actually, the number is 042-684-4425. And the commander takes the ad out in the Times in Washington. Can't put the rest of the numbers in because of law, but those are the numbers. And issued March 77, perhaps, to John Paul Ludwig. All right, the guys are with us. Commander's with us, and Attorney Mario Puzo is with us. Puzo, and I ask this question, number one, how much longer does this go before there is, like, we're playing Texas Hold'em before they turn the cards over? So first question, and if you would identify when you speak.
This is Mario Puzo. I think that Donald Trump right now holds the Trump card. That's funny, right? He can really blow this thing because he can pressure to the point where, he has the media exposure. Now it's a daily issue. He's got to ask the right questions. He can say, well, okay, you know, this Fucino says that there was his birth certificate back then. How come we don't hear of it being there today? How come the governor can't tell us it's there today, right now, as we speak? And he can really pressure this thing and really blow this thing wide apart. He has the resources, the recognition, the smarts to do it. He's a contender for being president, which he could bring integrity and morality back into the office of president and in our elections. So he can blow this thing wide open, and even in a month, 2 months. So that's my prediction.
Commander?
I faxed this ad, a copy of it, to the Trump Organization, to his lead lawyer, Michael Cohen, and I also emailed it to an email address that is supposedly Mr. Trump's, and also to Michael Cohen. So they know the Social Security number. This newspaper also is delivered as a courtesy copy to every member of Congress and the Senate, the House. They all have this in front of them. What they're going to do about it, I don't know. This is obviously identity theft fraud here. There's just no way you can reconcile any legal way for Obama to be using a Social Security number issued for the region of Connecticut while living in Chicago in 2008. It says right there that it was issued in 1977. So this is clear-cut identity theft fraud, and it's confirmed by a Selective Service Registration using it there. So he's been using this for a long time. So what are they going to do about it? They got a criminal in the White House. That's a felony. Social Security fraud is a felony. I think we're dealing with an illegal alien in the White House, to tell the truth. That's why he had to borrow somebody's dead person's Social Security number. You know, and one other thing, if I can backtrack on the pictures of
that they compare Obama to Franklin Marshall Davis and say they look alike, they should also go to the relatives in Kenya and compare the pictures of the young Obama to the young half-brother over there. There's a striking resemblance. So I don't believe that there's any other parent but except Obama Senior. You look at the half brother in Kenya, the one that was convicted of drug dealing, I think it was, and he was a drug addict over there in Kenya. There's a striking resemblance between the young pictures of him and the young pictures of Obama.
So what's going on right now in the Oval Office? What do you think
they're thinking?
Sweating. Yeah,
they're sweating bullets. I mean, this Social Security number. That's why I ran this ad in the print media, because it's been all over the internet for a year or two now. And it did that Isikoff. Yeah, he can call up a former health director, but can he investigate a Social Security number fraud issue involving the President of the United States? No, they don't investigate. They make excuses for this man, this grifter.
They do the easy things. In other words, they set up these straw men, and then they just knock them down, and then say, "Oh, see, it's." You know, it's such a dishonest approach.
I'm hoping that Mr. Trump runs with his Social Security number fraud issue, because this could be the Al Capone downfall of Obama. They didn't get a Capone on murder; they got him on tax evasion. Well, they can't get Obama on a fraudulent election in 2008. They can maybe get him on this identity theft and Social Security, because the evidence is everywhere in the databases. They're going to have to be scrubbing like crazy now that this is in the print media.
By the way, Peter,
yes,
former election clerk in Hawaii, Tim Adams.
Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah, said that they couldn't find a birth certificate for
right.
Mr. Obama. The governor recently tells us that he couldn't find one. Okay, but now we have this Fukino saying, "Oh, well, at one time when I was there, you know, I saw it." One person tells us that they saw a birth certificate, but nobody today.
Yeah.
You know, so where's his grand conspiracy?
Well, he claims he has it, and he put it in the book, and that's in.
Probably the Kenyan one, though.
Oh, you guys, this is so good. It takes turn after turn after turn. But Mr. Puzo, congratulations, Commander. Congratulations. I hope people look at that khow.com. Look at your ad. And
we put out the website of Mario, and mine is www.protectourliberty.org, they can go there and download it. And Mario, you have your website?
Yeah, mine is Puzo. That's P-U-Z-O.
Here's what I do. I'm going to put they're already up on our website. So if you go to khow.com.
You want to get it in the audio so that people listen to it in podcast.
You guys, if they hit our website, there's links to you guys, and then nobody has to remember any numbers. And I know you're going to drill down more on the Jean-Paul Ludwig story. But I tell you what, I admire you both. Thank you very much for your time, as always.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, you guys. Be safe. All right, 303-713-8255. We have open lines. We've got friends in studio. We'll talk about Thursday. But American Financing, there's five reasons to refinance. Lower your monthly payments. Number one, of course, if you plan to live in your home for a few more years, it makes sense to pay a point or two less on your interest rate. Number two, switch from adjustable rate to a fixed rate mortgage. Escape those balloon payments. Remove private mortgage insurance and cash in on your home's equity. I'd urge you to do this. Call our friends at 303-695-7000. They specialize in refis and home purchasing, and they'll do it one of a couple of different ways. One is you can obviously speak to them over the phone first, but they'll come to your house. They'll tell you what paperwork to have ready. They'll come to your house. Number two, you can come and sit in their office with them. Again, they'll tell you what paperwork to bring. So make the appointment. Either way, you stand to win. Give them a call. Let them do the work for you and find out. 303-695-7000. Take a pause. 7:42, 18 before the hour. The website is khow.com. That ad is there. Traffic time. Here's Susan. All right. 6:47, 13 before the hour, 6:30 KHOW, Denver's Talk Station. Tuesday morning, we have three lines open. We had a lot of back-to-back interviews. It's April the 12th. 67 the high, 53 on Wednesday, and 56 on Thursday. Coming up, I've got a bunch of good friends in studio. U.S. Defenders and Coalition of Independent Riders will talk about what's going to take place on Thursday. 303-713-8255. We'll go to Mark. Mark, good morning. You're on the show.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well.
Great. I found something interesting on the internet yesterday, and that was on the Fight the Smears website. It shows Obama's birth certificate, but it lists him as a native citizen.
Yeah, I saw that.
Native citizen.
That's about the fourth rendition of that, right?
Right. Native citizen. Well, anyone who's read the Constitution knows that in Article 1, Section 2, Clause 5, You have to be natural born to
Indeed.
Be president of the United States. Yet his own website admits that he's native.
Well, I don't know if he admits it. The weird thing is, I know of at least four different versions, including a Kenyan. There's two different Kenyans. There's whatever this thing is that floats around. You know, the problem is that it's like, you know, reading history or being a historian, which I'm not. But number one, you have to deal with what's called primary documents. And we have no primary documents here. We don't know any. There's no all the documents are missing from Occidental College through Harvard, through medical records, why he has a scar on the side of his head. You know, all these things are gone. And so you figure there's a story here. And the story is that his name might be Barry Dunham. It might be Barry Davis. It might be Barry Obama. It might be Barack Obama. He has a secret identity. A birth certificate would provide the answers. Agreed?
Well, yes. However, I think it's obvious that people don't study basic civics anymore. I'm dating myself, but I was in high school 40 years ago. And I remember learning the definitions of natural born, native born, and statutory. And natural born meant that your both parents were American citizens, either by birth or naturalization, in order for you to be natural born. If you're native born, one or the other was not an American. And a statutory, that means you're naturalized, right?
Yeah, indeed. But again, that was put in by the framers because of the fear of the Tories.
Right.
Go ahead.
My point is this, Peter. This is a political football that's being kicked around. And if people would simply learn what the founders meant by natural born.
But you and I.
And understand that, then they could know right away, first of all, that Obama's not. He's not natural born because his father was Kenyan. Secondly.
But I don't know. I don't know, in this day and age, if that would hold. I'm serious about that. The only other American president was Chester Arthur. And there was a story that Chester Arthur was born in Ireland. There was a story that his father was born in Ireland. There was a story he was born in Canada. And this was before suffrage, before women's rights. And so I understand the intent of the Constitution, but he may be able to say, well, look, but the story itself doesn't jive. I was talking to people last night. I was with all the guys from Haiti last night. I had a conversation with the guy. 3 weeks sometime after he's born, certainly the latest date would be 3 weeks, he and his mother leave for the state of Washington, so his mother attended university. He would come back when he's past the age of two. Now, remember the story. I was 2 and a half when my dad went to Harvard. At that point, he's telling a lie. Around six, his mother met and married a guy from Indonesia by the name of Lolo Saturo.
Right.
They moved to Indonesia. He was enrolled in public school per Indonesian and Muslim custom. He was adopted by his stepfather simply by the right of the stepfather to claim him as his son in Indonesia. There's no legal steps required. To attend public school, his father claimed Barry as his son, an Indonesian citizen and a Muslim. All requirements to enter public school are right there. Then he's by his own admission. They memorized passages of the Quran. Just like you and I read Dick and Jane when we were little kids, they read that. So 5 or 6 years later, we're not sure, he comes back to Hawaii and lives with his grandparents. He attended an exclusive private school under the name of Barry Saturo, an Indonesian Muslim. Perhaps they used that, his exotic background, to help gain entry. It's like Grayland Country Day. So while in school, he's befriended, of course, he shows up for the first time, Franklin Marshall Davis. Now, Frank Marshall Davis is a man of means through marriage. His high school is not uninspiring. He doesn't do very well in school. He does, you know, does better than I did, but he's no great shakes. But he has influential contacts and claiming Indonesian Muslim heritage, a young guy admitted to exclusive school, Occidental. There are the rooms of two Fordham students from Pakistan. About this time, his mother files for divorce from Lolo. The divorce records have been expunged of two pages. The very first page lists the names of all parties, including children. The later page is in the file where one might find a motion to provide a name change for a child in the proceedings. It's about this time he starts using a different name, Barack Hussein Obama. First summer, young Barack travels abroad, first in Indonesia, to get a passport. His mother's living in Hawaii, tells a lie. He said, I went to see my mother. No way. She's in Hawaii. She's dumping Lolo. Then to Pakistan. And in the second year at Occidental, Barack applies for a draft card. At the time, all colleges that received any federal dollars required U.S. male students to provide registration for a draft. He uses an SSN number that we're talking about that was issued years ago to another guy who was dead.
Right.
I mean, so you go on and on and on and on. For God's sake, it doesn't jive, Mark.
Well, I know it doesn't jive. The other part of it that has been completely ignored by the media is the fact that his father was Kenyan and a British subject, and under British common law, that's transferred to his son.
But again, That could be debated in a court of law, but I think it's the aftermath, way beyond that. And they hide the birth certificate, suppress the birth certificate, because it would open the door to all these other things. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Jay. 7 before the hour. Jay, you're on the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. Hey, you know, you remember back when he was running for president, the head of the LDS Church, after he became president, gave him a total genealogy of his past. Has anybody investigated this?
I don't know whether or not that's true. I've heard it, but I don't know if it's true.
Yeah, the head guy of the LDS Church was on TV, and he presented him his genealogy after he got inaugurated.
Cool.
So they started it before the president did his first executive order banning anybody from looking into his background.
They did that takedown.
Well, where in hell is that? Where's that LDS?
I don't know.
Somebody needs to look in that.
Like I said, you can get this moment that I watched in the Ramsey investigation called checkbook journalism. And that means that somebody that Trump hires can go to Hawaii and start throwing money down on the ground. I don't know. But I got to
tell you, that powerful.
It's so intense right now that when you listen to Greta Van Sesteren, you listen to...
I can't believe those people.
But believe it. Believe
it. What the hell?
Ann Coulter, believe it.
I cannot. Ann Coulter especially.
Mr. O, believe it. Glenn Beck, believe it.
What a bunch of frauds.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Thanks,
man.
Tomorrow,
all right,
man.
Go to Michael. Michael, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey there. I was just going to pick up on that Ann Coulter thing. I couldn't believe that last time.
Believe it.
She was just a... stupid.
But again, this is going to be a battle of the conservatives. I mentioned in the 5 o'clock, the great historian writer Hannah Arendt once said the last battle will not be between the capitalist and the communists, rather the communist and the former communists. And now we have the conservative voices.
I wanted to ask you about Trump. If he becomes a candidate, that'll give him standing in the court of law to go sue him.
I don't know.
I was thinking about that, and I think Trump is onto something.
Well, you better believe it.
You know, I would just hope that you and Trump could hook up.
There's guys that forgot more about this story. Corsi, Cashill, Andy Martin. I'll give you a list of people that are so good. Those two guys we had on. Those are the guys that need to talk to Trump.
Hey, Peter, keep up the good work.
Thanks, man.
We love you, buddy.
All right, here's what's going to happen, everyone. 303-713-8255. It is a Tuesday morning. On Thursday morning, we'll talk about this on the other side. It's One Heart, One Voice, and I have some really wonderful friends in studio this morning to talk about what's going to happen. But again, we'll play also for you this what these people are saying. And I swear to you, if you listen to what Ann Coulter is saying, and people like Glenn Beck and people like Mr. O and Karl Rove, these are allegedly the conservative voices. In this building, there are people that don't go near this story. I don't know why they're afraid of it, but they are. So the questions and the drumbeat, they grow louder and louder and louder. Who is this man? As somebody said, who is this guy? Sometime in Hawaii, a young boy is born to a single mother. She calls him Barry. It might have been Barry Dunham. It might have been Barry Davis. It might have been Barry Obama. No one knows. It's a secret identity. Remember that. The birth certificate will provide the answer. So all these people who say what they've seen, they've seen nothing. And in fact, when someone says, I've seen what's on, and this is Ann Coulter, I accept that. How could you accept it, Ann? These are people don't know the story. When it says father's race and it says African, you guys, African is not a race. It's like saying when I was born in Allegheny County in Western PA and it said father's race, North American. You know, there's no birth doctor. There's no baby catcher. There's nobody there. So when he's less than 3 weeks of age, this is provable, you guys. He left with his mother. His mother took him to the state of Washington. Where'd they get the money? His mother's working mother's working as a teller in a bank, and the old man's helping run a furniture store in Hawaii. How'd she get there? Enroll in university? How'd she do that? Back to Hawaii they come. He's past the age of 2. Then off they go to Indonesia. Doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. It's Tuesday morning. We'll come back with the numbers from Mike Spirit and dear friends are here. 67 high today. Radio Free Denver, 630 KHOW.